Hello, and welcome to Talkin' Tales, where we share stories about our animal companions, their unique personalities, their zany antics, and the heartbreak of saying goodbye. I'm your host, Paul Barnett. In this episode, I'm going to share the story of my ferret Milo, and my ferret Milo, and their brother, Milo. Don't worry, nothing is wrong with your audio player. I said Milo three times, because we're going to talk about three ferrets, all named Milo. Each Milo joined my family at a different time, and each knew his name, so I didn't want to change anyone's name. To differentiate them, I'm going to refer to them by Sable Milo, Champagne Milo, and Silver Milo. First up, Sable Milo. I first met Sable Milo on Valentine's Day 2015. He was a little over 1 year old and available for adoption from a local rescue with his friend Smidget. I had recently said goodbye to my senior ferret Zoe, and my business consisted of Peter, Piper, Pixel, Pretzel, and Haiku. I had never had two male ferrets at the same time before. Milo was very laid back and friendly, and Peter seemed happy to have a brother to pal around with. Milo loved chasing cars. No, not full-size cars like a dog might, but small remote-controlled cars. He would run behind them, try to pick them up and drag them with his mouth, and climb on top of them and try to ride them. When he slept in a hammock, he often had his front paws out flat in front of him on the platform next to the hammock, making him look like Superman without the cape. I often thought of making him a little cape and taking a picture, but I knew that putting the cape on him would have woken him up, and I would have lost the photo op. Sable Milo was never a troublemaker. Sure, he'd run around and play, but he never pounced on any of his siblings, and never tried to go anywhere off limits. He was just about perfect. He knew his name, and would come running when I called for him. He did give me a few scares, though. At one of his yearly exams, when he got his distemper vaccine booster, he had not one, but two reactions just hours apart, and I was told we almost lost him, but the doctor brought him through it. He welcomed many new brothers and sisters into the family, and they all enjoyed sharing soup, playing, and cuddling with him. In 2017, he welcomed a trio into the family. That trio consisted of senior lady Ellie, a little white cotton ball ferret named Kyra, who you can learn about in episode 5 of our podcast, and a very active young champagne-colored ferret named Milo. This new Milo also knew his name, so I didn't want to change his name. When talking to others or sharing posts on social media, I would differentiate them by saying Sable Milo or Champagne Milo, but at home, I just called them both Milo. What I found interesting is that they seemed to know which one I meant when I called for Milo, even though I said the name the same way, regardless of which one I needed. For example, when Sable Milo started getting a small dose of medication, and it was time to give him his medication, I would call for Milo, and Sable Milo would come running. Champagne Milo wouldn't. You might think that this meant that Champagne Milo didn't know his name, or didn't hear me. But when it was bedtime, I would put Sable Milo in a hammock, and then call for Milo to get Champagne Milo from his hiding spot, and he would come running. This was not a random occurrence. As the years passed, Champagne Milo also started needing medication for his heart, and so I'd call for Milo, Sable Milo, and he'd come running. Then I'd call for Milo, Champagne Milo, and he'd come running. Champagne Milo was very different from Sable Milo, not just in appearance. He was a bit of a wild child. He loved to wrestle, and when he wanted to wrestle, he'd wrestle with anyone, even those who weren't interested. He wasn't mean or destructive, but persistent. His big sister Ellie absolutely loved attention from him. He'd always take time out from wrestling to explore with her, and the two of them would snuggle in a hammock or in a barrel. In early 2020, we had to say goodbye to Ellie. We estimate she was perhaps 8 years old, and her body was failing, and the medications weren't helping. Champagne Milo, now around 5 years old, was clearly depressed and missing his sister. He got along with Kyra, but was not as close with her as he was with Ellie. Shortly before losing Ellie, I had lost Dodger, whose best friend Ace was missing his pal. You can learn more about Dodger and Ace in episodes 3 and 4. Champagne Milo comforted Ace when Dodger left, and the two were becoming friends. Champagne Milo was settling down. He still loved to play, but he was much more gentle and respected when someone didn't want to play. He spent increasing amounts of time palling around with his new friend Ace. It was an incredible transformation to witness, and I was so happy that he had a new close friend. Late in 2020, we had to say goodbye to Ace, and Champagne Milo was there to say goodbye to his best friend. Insulinoma and adrenal disease took their toll on Champagne Milo. The medication dosage was increasing frequently and rapidly nearing the maximum safe dosage. He lost most of his fur. He enjoyed his soupies, but was having increased difficulty standing up. In late January of 2021, just a couple of weeks before Kyra passed due to heart failure, and at about 6.5 years old, Champagne Milo joined Ace and Ellie and several of their big brothers and sisters at the Rainbow Bridge. It was a painful loss, but I was so happy to have been his human and to have witnessed his transformation from a wild child to one of the most loving ferrets and best friend to several, including Ace. It was odd having just one Milo again. Sable Milo was only the fourth male ferret I ever had, and the others hadn't made it much past 6 years old. I grew nervous when Milo turned 7 years old. He was slowing down a bit, but he had no major health issues and was still active. As with most ferrets, he was diagnosed with adrenal disease, but that was easily treatable. He also started receiving a supplement and low dose of medication for his heart. He grew fond of a particular plush hideaway, and after exploring during playtime, he'd climb into it and fall asleep on his back, tucked in the warm pocket. Sometimes one of his brothers or sisters would climb in there with him when they were done playing. The days went by fast, and suddenly Milo was 8 years old. He was my first ferret to definitively make it to that age, and he had been with me for almost 7 of those years. His fur was starting to thin, and his back legs weren't working as well as they used to, even with medication. But he was still eating and happy, so I was happy. In early summer of 2022, I adopted 3 more ferrets, all boys, Charlie, Spunky, and Milo. Yes, another Milo. As with the previous two, he knew his name, so I wasn't going to change it. Thankfully, this Milo looked nothing like the other two. He was a silver ferret, and so he became Silver Milo. He looked a lot like Benson, mostly white, but with a distinguished black bit of fur by his left ear. He had a magnificent striped tail that he displayed proudly. Silver Milo was a gentle and active ferret. He was more like Sable Milo was in his younger years, and Champagne Milo was in his later years. He loved his cuddle piles and would squeeze into a barrel with his brothers and sisters. He was also quite the ladies' man. All of the girls loved exchanging chin licks with him during and after soupies. He enjoyed soupies, but didn't need them regularly as he was only a few years old and had no health issues. He reminded me a bit of Ellie, because when he ran around during playtime, he had a particular walk, with his tail usually erect like Ellie had. When he joined my family, he quickly made several friends, including Rigby and Skeeter, and Summer, and Illyria, and Twixel, and Sprinkles, and the list goes on. He enjoyed crawling through tubes, going on adventures with Skeeter to find what hidden secrets there were under pillows, and climbing into the ball pits. I soon realized that Sable Milo might actually make it to 9 years old. I planned a special photo shoot for him to celebrate. He was growing increasingly frail, but he still enjoyed a bowl of warm soupies and naps in his favorite bed. he made his way to the litter box as needed and explored a bit during playtime. In late July of 2022, I got some wonderful photos of him for his 9th birthday. He looked so handsome in his cloak and bow tie and cowboy hat. He was fragile, but alert and mobile. On August 1st, we celebrated his birthday. My Milo had made it to 9 years old, if only barely. The evening of August 3rd, he began to decline rapidly, with increased difficulty standing and a decreased appetite. On Thursday, August 4th, I saw the light fading from his eyes. He was not interested in eating his favorite soup. Later that day, after a quality of life check with his doctor, I made the impossible decision to free Milo from his failing body. In September of 2022, I did a large photo shoot for Halloween. I made fancy Halloween-themed hats and bow ties for all of the ferrets, and even had a few outfits. I put together a couple of small scenes with backdrops, and spent 4 days across 2 weekends taking many photos of everyone. I never dreamed that those would be the last photos of Silver Milo. In late September, Milo wasn't his normal happy self. He had lost a little bit of weight and refused the soupies I offered him. I took him to an emergency appointment at the vet. They ran a series of tests and had no definitive conclusion, but the doctor suspected some kind of blockage or other issue with his stomach based on some of the results. I agreed to exploratory surgery for Milo. The doctor found that Milo had a rare condition with his intestines. It was a lengthy surgery, but she was able to repair that issue. The big test would come over the next several hours to a day, while waiting to ensure that food was flowing through his system properly. We waited. And waited. And waited. Something was still wrong. The doctor offered only 2 options, and waiting even longer wasn't one of them, as we knew Milo couldn't go on like this. It was a long shot, but a second surgery would be needed. I agreed. He was young and otherwise healthy, so I needed to give him that chance. When the doctor opened him up again, what was found was unfixable. The condition that affected his intestines had spread and could not be stopped. In short, a parasite had damaged his organs, a parasite he picked up due to an irresponsible shelter that tried to stop me from adopting from the shelter where I adopted Silver Milo by spreading lies and sowing doubt. After only having had the pleasure of knowing Silver Milo for a few months, I had to make the decision to end his suffering. And so concludes the stories of Milo, Milo, and Milo. Rest in peace, little ones. I'm so glad I knew each of you, and I know you're keeping a watchful eye over your little brothers and sisters. Will I have another Milo in my family someday? Perhaps. I didn't name any of the first 3, but it's a very special name reserved for a very special ferret. If you'd like to share a story about a special pet, visit us at talkintalespodcast.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/talkintales. Stories are pre-recorded, so you don't have to worry about being live on the air. And if you'd prefer to write your story, I'm happy to read it for you. Again, please get in touch via talkintalespodcast.com or on Facebook at facebook.com/talkintales. That's TalkinTales. If you run a rescue or shelter, or know someone who does, please have them get in touch so we can feature them on an upcoming episode. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/talkintales. No matter what podcast app you choose, please take a moment to rate and review the show and share it with a friend. It helps us find new listeners, which means we can bring you more stories.